1029 Big Country Hits. I'm Susan, and with me on the phone, the one, the only, Joe Nichols. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Now, I know you had back surgery not too long ago. How was your back doing?
I'm back doing fine. Actually, just got through with a little workout, and all is good.
Can't wait to see you. We're looking forward to you being here at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair on August 21st. And congratulations on the new number one, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have a good little run here. You know, I'm proud to be with a good group of people that are working really hard, Red Bow staff. And you know what? This album's full of what we think are big singles, you know, like Yeah and Sunny in 75. So we're, like I said, we're kind of on a run right now, and I think we can keep it going. I think my best album. So
I have to agree with you there, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. It seriously, I think, is some of your best work. What did you do differently with this album than, say, what you did previously?
Well, I work with a couple of new producers, actually all new producers. Minky Jack Cones, who I've never worked with before, and Tony Brown, who I've always wanted to work with, and Derek George, who's doing some great stuff with Randy Houser. He's an incredible match. And so, man, I think, number one, we just wanted to go find hits, you know, and try to make them sound like what I want to sound like instead of just go find songs that sound like me. And so I think it worked out. You know, we found great songs and like Yeah and Sunny in 75 and Hard to Be Cool, Just Let Me Fall in Love with You. A lot of what we think are singles, like I said, and we just tried to do the best we could singing-wise, and we're incredibly motivated. I was incredibly motivated in the studio with you know, trying to bring everything back and get back on the radio after leaving the former label. So it just worked out right. You know, the chemistry was right in the studio, and like I said, the songs were there, and we were all motivated and hungry. So we got a good album out of it.
What did you learn during your downtime? And I hate saying that because it's not like you went anywhere. You were still there. You just weren't with your label anymore.
Yeah, you know, it was a little scary because, you know, I'd asked out of that situation. I know going, you know, the logic is usually any record deal is better than no record deal. I disagree with that. I think that a bad record deal is not as good as no record deal. You know, I think that it has to be the right fit or it's going to be bad for everybody. And it was the wrong fit before. And I left that situation, you know, wanting to seek out a new opportunity. And that's a scary proposition because I didn't know who would be interested in, you know, taking up the reins and helping me, you know, further this thing along. And Red Bow seemed like a great opportunity, great leadership, and like I said, a hardworking team. So it was the right fit. You know, I like to work hard, and I like for the people around me to work hard. And I like this for us all to have a common goal, which is let's be successful at every level. And so the Red Bow team, man, they're the people to do it.
Did you have complete say as to what songs you wanted to put on there, or was it kind of a team effort?
It's a committee. You know, there's several people that we all, you know, it feels like we all have to agree. And there's some songs that people can personally kind of be invested in, you know, not financially, but, you know, spiritually or emotionally, you know, invested in a song. And they'll believe in it so much that, you know, we'll give it a shot, even if one or two of us aren't that crazy about it. And then see how it sounds. And if it's not as good, then, you know, nobody ever has to hear it. So there were several songs along the way that Benny at the record label said, you know, I'd like you to try this. And I'm like, well, I've never done anything like that. And he says, well, you know, I believe that you can do it if you just give me do me a favor and just try it and see if it works. And if it doesn't, we'll throw it away. And so in doing so, songs like Sunny in 75, you know, that's a song that sounds not like anything in my catalog. And it's a very rangy song. It's a very scary song to try to sing. So when I first was approached with that song by Benny, I was like, well, I don't know, man. This might be a little bit out of my league. And he said, you know what? I have faith in you. Let's see if we can knock it out, and if you can't, no big deal, we'll move on. And so we came out of the studio, it just sounded like a hit.
And it was.
You know, and he had the confidence in me that I didn't, and it worked out right.
It is nice having somebody have your back like that. Do you have a favorite track on the CD?
You know, I know it sounds cliche, but I have a lot of favorites on the record. You know, I think the most personal song to me on this record is probably Footlight.
I was going to ask you about that. That's a Merle Haggard song. How did that end up on there? Was it your choice, or did someone recommend it to you?
Oh yeah, you know, I have a long history with that song. You know, my father, it was his favorite Merle Haggard song, as far as I remember throughout my childhood. And when he passed away in 2002, I got a chance to do that on the Grand Ole Opry in tribute to him. And so when this Merle Haggard tribute record was being put together by Broken Bow, who's also owned by Benny Brown. I asked Benny if I could be a part of the Merle Haggard tribute record, and he said sure. And I obviously wanted to do Footlights because I've always wanted to put that on a record, and I did My Favorite Memory. Well, Footlights, like I said, is a very personal song to me. So I went to him again. I said, man, it's one more favor. Can I put this on my record too? And he said, well, they're both my labels, so I don't see why not. So he let me put this on my record, and it's, like I said, it's one of those moments that I've always wanted to do for the past 12 years, and I've never had the chance or opportunity or situation to kind of go in the studio and do it with confidence. So we did it, and it's on there. It's probably, like I said, my most personal song on the record.
It is absolutely beautiful. I love the emotion that you put in, and you can tell just by listening to it how much you really like that song, how much it means to you. It really comes through, I think.
I appreciate you saying that.
You are very welcome. Do you have an artist on your bucket list that you have always wanted to perform with and haven't had a chance to do yet?
Man, they're all good in their own way. You know, I have favorites. You know, like Dolly Parton has always been a favorite of mine. I love her. I did a duet with her on a record a while back. Alison Krauss is another one. Leanne Womack's one of my favorites. Patti Loveless is another one of my favorites. As far as doing a show with, you know, I don't know, man. Any of the country or girls, you know, they seem to always be the ones I gravitate towards. You know, like what Miranda's doing. Carrie's great. I don't know. I don't think I can think of just one.
Yeah, it's hard to pick. What do you think about being lauded as one of the 2014 sexiest men of country?
I think it's ridiculous.
What does your wife say about that? I knew it all along.
She thinks it's ridiculous, too. I think she thinks it's funny, you know, because she knows me and knows that, you know, that's the kind of thing that makes me giggle. And surely the guys are having fun with that. It's one of those things, you know, kind of got to live through rather than enjoy.
Well, you know, they say any press is good press, I think.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, that's a little ridiculous for me, though.
Is there anything that you have to have with you when you're on the road besides, like, a cell phone?
Man, I don't know. You know, my boots, the boots are a must. I don't know, good workout clothes. You know, I like to hit a good workout every day, or try to, and I need a good pair of shorts, t-shirts, tennis shoes, and that's about it.
All right. Is there any place that you've played that you love playing and can't wait to get back to?
Man, I always loved Billy Bob's. Always a great place to play. You know, Florida in the winter months is always good. Nice weather down there. I love the weather in Northern California any time of year. It's always great. You know, on the San Francisco or San Jose actually is a great area. You know, weather wise, so it's always nice. Love playing in Texas. You know, love being close to the family. So anywhere down there.
Well, we're looking forward to having you up here in Northern Michigan. I'm not sure.
Of course, Northern Michigan. I didn't mean to leave you all out.
No, it's all good, especially because you're coming in the summer. Trust me, that's a better time to be here.
Been there in the wintertime before, and we've had to climb out of about 2 feet of snow before to get out of town. So.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, Joe, it's so nice to talk to you. We are definitely looking forward to your show at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair, August 21st. Cannot wait to see you in person. And continued success. Can you give us a sneak peek what maybe the next single might be?
You know, I think it's going to be one of a few different songs. You know, Just Let Me Fall in Love with You is one of the options we were looking at. Hard to Be Cool is another one that feels right for radio. Smile on Mine. And even a song like Billy Graham's Bible might be a single, but not sure in what order they're going to put them, though.
Yeah, you know, and I can't say it enough. It is really all good stuff. So whatever you pick, I'm sure will be another success for you.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
You are very welcome, Joe. And we will see you on the 21st.
All right, we'll see you then.